Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is something that isn't really covered a lot in the news lately. I think everybody is so exhausted about hearing about COVID and hearing about the different infectious diseases and syndrome X or disease X that could hit us. But I've been watching, and we got to keep an eye on bird flu. Now, we're being told that we have a couple more individuals that have gotten bird flu. And this H5N1 would rather just stay in the birds. But when it comes to humans and it's a flu, this could be pretty bad. So a UK health security agency told the Mirror that there have now been a total of 4 detections through a program that they've been using that was launched in May to detect possible animal-to-human infections in people who have been exposed to the infected birds. Somebody getting bird flu does not necessarily mean they will transmit it to other individuals, but the potential is there. And we will identify that and be aware of it if we find that somebody who has bird flu wasn't around an infected bird. Now, do I think that could happen where bird flu can transmit among humans? Abso-flippin-lutely. Especially if we're being naive about many of these viruses in labs not being tinkered with. And also, if, let's say, no suspicions, all suspicions aside, a virus that is that prominent in an animal community with that many victims within the animals and poultry and birds and wild birds, mutations can arise. And it isn't that far a stretch for a virus that goes from bird to bird to be able to figure out how to latch onto a human, which it already knows how to do, but for that human to be able to expel it. That's still takes a lot of choreography from a genetic standpoint, but it's doable. So it makes me nervous. So the UK is on it. They say as of July 10th, 144 individuals from 8 infected premises have been tested through enhanced surveillance of poultry workers. Dr. Mir Chan, director deputy of UK HSA, said current evidence suggests that the avian influenza viruses we're seeing circulating in birds around the world do not spread easily to people. However, we know already that the virus can spread to people following close contact with infected birds, which is why through surveillance programs like this one, we are monitoring people who have been exposed to learn about these risks. These detections can follow contamination of the nose and throat from breathing in material from the environment. You shouldn't be kissing the chickens you work with, like, oh, kissy, kissy, kissy. You shouldn't be doing that. But if you're around all the, you know, activity that birds do, you could get exposed. So I do not want anybody to panic with these headlines. There's a lot of bird flu headlines today. Right now, the working theory of that 11-year-old girl and her father that both came down with H5N1, the working theory is she picked it up from the infected poultry kept by her family. But the reason why that case back in March was such a big deal was if she caught it from her dad or her dad caught it from her, and one of them wasn't near the poultry, we're now talking person-to-person transmission. So I don't want to panic anybody. I just want people aware that this could be our next culprit in a pandemic. And we are not prepared because I don't think we have a vaccine. There's not a lot of medications. We have Tamiflu, but people are getting Tamiflu online when they test negative for COVID, and they're using it up when they don't have flu. So we could be having a problem. You know, another thing we have a problem with is we don't have enough Paxlovid. Paxlovid is the medication for COVID that's FDA approved. And Paxlovid, we are being told, was underused, where there wasn't enough. And there's a quote-unquote alarming lack of it, so people who had COVID couldn't get it. Nursing homes and their residents especially. So this was approved by the FDA. I think it was approved last year to be used last summer for COVID. I think it works well. You could still get rebound COVID, either just because of the nature of the virus or because Paxlovid might not be given long enough. But 18% of nursing home residents who got COVID were able to get the Paxlovid or monoclonal antibody drugs. Other 82% didn't. So the authors of the study found this to be particularly alarming. They looked at medical records from May 2021 to December 2022, where there were 763,000 COVID cases and 15,000 nursing homes. And they found that 40% of nursing homes didn't even use it. And so we've talked about this. The Paxlovid intimidated a lot of doctors. And, well, one is we didn't have enough. And when Biden said, look, we're going to test and treat. You're going to go to a pharmacy. You'll get a test in the car. If you're positive, they're going to hand you the medicine. You can drive off, sort of thing. Paraphrasing. When we all looked at the FDA fact sheet, we're like, whoa, wait a second. If they have liver disease, we have to adjust. If they have kidney disease, we have to do a different dosing. If they take any of the following medications, it interacts. And so we're being told that a few things. One is there wasn't enough Paxlovid, but the other thing that nobody is saying is doctors were reluctant. If the average nursing home resident took a medicine that would interact with Paxlovid, they don't want to get sued. And there were many people that said, I asked my doctor and he just wouldn't give it to me. Well, that's because there's a slew of medications and contraindications. So we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have the arrest of the quote-unquote alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer. And this kind of, many of us woke up to this news that a suspect was arrested approximately 13 years after the murders happened. Maybe we're even responsible for murders that happened decades prior. And the police raided the home of Rex Hoerman. You see them taking pickup trucks and It was pretty dramatic seeing this arrest. And apparently this is somebody who many people thought was a average Joe. He's 59 years old, was arrested in Midtown Manhattan outside his architectural office on Fifth Avenue and is suspected in the murders of the Gilgo Beach Four. These were four sex workers whose remains were found on the Long Island beach in December 2010. Apparently, there's been at least 10 women, as well as a toddler, that has been found in 2010-2011 that hasn't necessarily been connected to a killer. But Daily Mail has some information from police sources saying that he was a married father of two. He was a sadistic but charming average Joe. Seemed normal. Seemed to have an average Joe life. But police work found a breakthrough by matching the location of his home and his office to the location of burner phone calls made to the victims before they died. I'm not sure why it took 13 years, though. You would think the burner phones, that would have been something that they would have been able to figure out right away. So I'm not sure why it took so long. But profilers told the New York Times that the suspect was financially stable, bright. He went to the hospital once for a poison ivy infection. But he grew up in Massapequa Park, went to high school with the Baldwins, worked in Manhattan in the 80s. He was married in the 90s and then again to his current wife, Asa, who's from Ireland. They have an adult daughter, Victoria. And apparently he would negotiate between the City of New York's department buildings and private architects. In 2022, there was a video of him boasting about his architectural career, work with New York City's Department of Buildings. He said he was born and raised on Long Island, having worked in Manhattan since 87, a very long time. But sadly, there's victims that he allegedly murdered. Cherie Gilbert, sister of Shannon Gilbert, one of the victims, said she was relieved when the arrest was made. She said, "I'm overwhelmed but relieved they finally caught him. It's been a long time coming, and I never gave up hope that one day justice would be served. He destroyed many lives, so while it won't bring our loved ones back, it does help that one less monster is off the streets." Now, he runs a small architect's firm in the city. He has claimed that he worked with projects on JFK Airport, American Airlines, but the location of the phone calls matched his home address and his office address. Now, again, people are wondering, what was it, though, that caused the arrest to happen last night that wasn't found 13 years ago? I don't have that information. But Maureen Brainerd Barnes was killed, allegedly. Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, Amber Lynn Costner, and more. There was partial skeletal remains of Valerie Mack, located in a wooded area in Manorville. But that was September 2000. There was partial skeletal remains of Jessica Taylor, an escort working in New York City, and that was back in 2003. So there were multiple bodies that were found, I believe, in burlap sacks. And, I think we spoke about this years ago on the show, how they were looking for them and what some of the things that happened. But, you know, people always ask, how do you live near a serial killer and not recognize? Well, serial killers may have a profile. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's everybody. You know, so when you look at, oh gosh, what was that Netflix show that we, was it Bundy? Who was it that we just saw? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, the name I'm blanking on. But when you see these serial killers and their reenactment in movies, they seem to be very aloof, not very empathetic, don't seem to feel guilty or have lack of remorse for what they did. They could be very impulsive. They could be manipulative. They may be under a delusion that they're somebody they're not. Grandiose, narcissistic, or delusional. Such as, it's my job to erase you from this earth. You know, it's my job to do this. And they can be manipulative. they could be addictive, have addictive personalities. Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, I mean, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, he just, I just seemed weird. And when we tell ourselves that person is weird, you kind of check yourself going, I don't want to stereotype. Maybe the person has, you know, a personality trait that might not necessarily fit in with society. I don't want to be disrespectful. But I'm sorry, when I look at, like, Jeffrey Dahmer, he gives you the heebie. Maybe he gives me the heebie-jeebies because, you know, now we know what Jeffrey Dahmer did. But, you know, when I met, I didn't mean to, but when Muhammad Atta came into the urgent care and I took care of him, I didn't know who he was, and just patient until weeks after the September 11th bombings, and we saw his picture. Well, it was days after the September 11th bombings, and I remember I got a weird vibe from him. Couldn't explain it. And now I know it was somebody who was going to die days or weeks later, kill people, take thousands with them on a suicide mission. And it's a look I've never seen before, and I hope I never see again. But who knew? They were in Vegas. They went to some strip clubs. One got sick, got treated. I remember asking my boss, I go, why the hell, if they were on suicide missions and a terrorist mission, why would anybody stop to get medical care? Well, the reason why was because they weren't allowed to mess up the plan. They had to be well enough to carry out the plan. So so you do get this heebie-jeebies. You do. Now, and so when they do find a potential or alleged serial killer, you look back going, well, gosh, you know, he seemed kind of normal. You know, did he? There's the McDonald triad that has three specific behaviors in children, which suggests they may become violent as an adult. Now, this McDonald triad that some experts believe include bedwetting, fire starting, and childhood abuse towards animals. Now, I remember in medical school learning about childhood abuse towards animals, but you do have a lot of scientific minds that think fires are interesting. And it's not that they want to destroy a house or, you know, cause mayhem on the block. They think fire is pretty cool. And it is. When I go camping, I love watching the fire and putting stuff into the fire. So if you have a kid that likes to light matches, doesn't necessarily mean they're bad, bad people. And bedwetting could be a medical issue. It could be a psychological issue. It could be a tumor in the back. There's a whole variety of things why people may bedwet. But the three traits together display, according to psychologists, a lack of self-control and a lack of empathy. And I agree with the animal abusing one. If a child has no problem abusing an animal, that's weird. Okay, that kid needs help. And get that animal away from that kid. Give that animal to another home and get that kid some help. Now, sometimes the kid is mimicking the parents. So you might not hear parents report this. Because the first thing they're going to ask is, has the child seen anybody else in the family beat the dog? Well, daddy got mad at the dog the other day. So some of them might not want to disclose that. So we may never know if a kid is abusing an animal. So that's something to be on the lookout for as well. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extreme weather is impacting the United States. Phoenix is bracing for a high of 115 degrees this afternoon, while Las Vegas could get up to 117 degrees over the weekend. Hollywood actors hit the picket lines Friday as the first double strike since 1960 began.
How they plead poverty, that they're losing money left and right when giving hundreds of millions of dollars to their CEOs. It is disgusting.
Fran Drescher is head of SAG-AFTRA, the union representing 160,000 actors, went on strike, joining the screenwriters who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. The House has approved its version of the annual defense bill. The National Defense Authorization Act passed 219 to 210. Passage of the measure was thrown into doubt with the addition of conservative amendments on abortion, transgender rights, and diversity and inclusion initiatives. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer today. All right, so while we see that the actors and the writers are striking against big Hollywood, and now we have big tobacco, big pharma, big Hollywood, there's been a lot of controversy over Fran Drescher, who was the nanny, who is, I believe, the president of SAG, you know, had said, we are the victims here. She's also representing many of the actors, the smaller actors, not just the billionaires and the millionaires, but also those who are struggling and are making their way. And Hollywood is seeing the same threat that I think we all are. In medicine, AI, a big threat to our jobs. Absolutely. And I told you that. It's because when people want their antibiotic and fries, they don't want a doctor saying no. When people want their pain medication, they don't want a doctor saying no. They want to be able to get the medicine that they think they need and then just go to a doctor when we need your opinion. And people don't want doctors for medications or PAs or nurse practitioners for medications. They want them for an opinion, but only after they've failed. If the antibiotic doesn't work or the pain medicine doesn't work, now I'll go to you. And AI will offer that. And there's going to be companies that will offer that because that's what people want. They'll save money. They'll get what they want. We'll have more antibiotic resistance. We'll have many diseases not treated early enough. Cancers missed. STIs spread. But that's what the public wants. So AI is going to replace a lot of medical providers and a lot of people who are performing healthcare tasks. The ones who are more hands-on will still be safe for a while. In terms of education, you're going to have parents that want AI. They are going to want a predictable curriculum and know that it won't be at the whim of a teacher to change the way the material is delivered and putting biases in there. And there's going to be eventually with schools an agreed curriculum and agreed narrative. And if the teacher is like this, that's what the kids get taught. If the parents don't like it, the kids get pulled out of school and put into private school. So AI is going to generate that and maybe replace teachers, unfortunately. You need that one-on-one. Now, what about the movies? So when they generated a song by AI, I didn't really hear the song. Some people said they liked it. Some people said it sucked. I don't really remember what the song was. But one thing I noticed during the Indiana Jones movie, and no spoilers, but we're all very well aware that with the Indiana Jones movie, they do a back in time, and they make him look very young using CGI. AI will... and can use CGI to create what you want. So if you want an Indiana Jones movie, another Indiana Jones movie, AI can do that. They know what went well with Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom and The Last Crusade and whatever. They know how to make him look sweaty and dirty and tan and charismatic, but a little bit of a jerk, and they could do that. And Hollywood, if Harrison Ford does not want to take on the role or let them necessarily do CGI, he's retiring, let's say, from the Indiana Jones series, they can now make young Indiana Jones as long as they want. They could do that with John McClane if we want more Die Hard movies. Remember I said the big problem we have with a lot of these is once you have the older star, it's not really a Die Hard movie anymore or a Indiana Jones movie anymore. It's now so they could go back now and keep that authenticity, that youth, that newness by making stories. They could do that with 007. They could do that with Tomb Raider, Wonder Woman, whatever. Well, these stars are seen that they could be less needed. And so when we look at inflation and we look at cost of things, and some people are saying, I'm noticing some costs are going down. I still see restaurants up. I still see everything very expensive. But some people are noticing that they're able to buy things cheaper. Well, it's because these employers are able to fire people and use AI. They're now, if they could lower their labor costs, they could give people what they want. So now you ask, would the average person even want an AI movie or an AI song? Well, look at some of the music you guys listen to. How many times do you know, not talking your playlist, but what you listen to on the radio, and there's a song, do you know who the singer is? Yeah, I sing the song, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, Mickey. For the life of me, I don't remember the name of who did Mickey. I'm sure I can remember it. But I know the song. Then, let's say there's a song with a great beat, and you're just going, gosh, that was good music. How many times were you at the club? You might recognize the song, you might not, but it's club music, it's dance music. Was it computer generated? Was it AI generated? Did a human do that? So I foresee that the public might not care. They want a good story. They want characters to look the way they need to. I mean, if Viggo Mortensen never plays Aragorn again, I am telling you, you probably have a huge population who wants another Lord of the Ring movie to see what happens with Aragorn, where he dumps Arwen and decides to go for Dr. Dalia. I'd pay to see that movie. Doesn't matter if it's not him. You know, when people tell me that they wanted the Indiana Jones movie that we just saw to be all the first part, that's already saying that people would be willing. And this Indiana Jones movie was a test, a litmus test. People would very gladly have a younger looking actor, CGI, AI created. So these writers and these actors know they're in trouble. And you have many, many people in the industry, hundreds of thousands, that are looking for work, that have a job to do, and I appreciate the job these actors and writers do. Dolly grips, everybody, animators. They have very important roles. But very easily now, these companies who have been losing money since the pandemic can find ways to save money. And they're going to. So while SAG is asking for raises and more money and more benefits, they're also asking for AI protection, which they should. You know, somebody could say, you know, Dr. Dalia, you could have a radio company use your voice and make a show. No, no one wants that. Remember, there has to be demand for that, okay? We barely have enough demand for me doing my show live, let alone an AI version of me. But radio's the same. Same thing with voice. Let's say Mariah Carey, a goddess when it comes to singing, can't hit those notes like she used to. But you want a song where you have Mariah Carey singing it and hitting those notes. You can make it now. And so I do agree that stars need to have AI protections. They should get residuals. They should have access to creative aspect of it and control. But that's where they're going to go. And it's going to be very fascinating to see where society goes with this. But I've already seen that people have absolutely no problem for a song or a movie that was completely generated. Look at Avatar. Completely generated by computers that can make it entertaining. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are one step closer to a breast cancer vaccine. Apparently an experimental breast cancer vaccine has some promise. 15 women with an aggressive form of breast cancer received the shot and have been in remission now for close to 5 years, even though the type of their cancer is at high risk for relapse. One, according to Daily Mail, is mother-in-law Jennifer Davis. 46-year-old nurse from Lisbon, Ohio, had gone through multiple rounds of chemo, radiotherapy, radiation, double mastectomy, entered the trial. She says she feels better physically and mentally than she ever has. Can't even wrap her brain around it, she said. I am so hopeful for everybody. I have two daughters. I have a mom. She says, I want everybody I know to get it. I want everyone to be able to get it. If this can prevent it, it'll be amazing. Now, how does the vaccine work? Well, the new wave when it comes to medical therapies and cancer is to teach your body how to fight it. and use your body's immune system. So the vaccine works by training the body to attack a protein that is produced in pregnant and lactating women, but is often a precursor to the cancer. Now, it's being trialed on this triple negative cancer, which is, the triple negative cancer is one of the more vicious kind. Spreads rapidly, silently. Only 12% 5-year survival, meaning people who have the cancer, only 12% are still alive 5 years later. But with this vaccine, that could change it. Dr. Amit Kumar, CEO of Anixa Biosciences, said the company developed the vaccine, the company that did develop the vaccine, said we might be able to eliminate breast cancer as a disease, just like we have eliminated polio and smallpox, God willing. So women's bodies produce the protein called alpha-lacta-albumin. This happens when they're lactating or when breast cancer cells are forming. The shot targets the protein, trains the immune system to find it. Like, you know, with our COVID vaccine, we were trained. It was the mRNA vaccine trained our cells to learn how to identify a spike protein similar to that. Trains the immune system to destroy any cells that make that protein. The immune system then destroys them. So hopefully future cancer cells can't become a tumor. And this targeted therapy is kind of the wave of the future. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that, you know, there's been an experimental vaccine that had some great results. It's still taking a while. This new shot is being trialed by researchers at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. They are cautiously optimistic, but they are optimistic. They say statistically, 40% of the women in the trial could still see their cancer return within 5 years. But none of the 15 have. Now, we have to be careful saying 100% remission rate in 5 years. It's only 15 people. They're not going to be able to say that. But they said statistically, 40% should get their cancer back, but of those 15, none have. So that's huge. Dr. Thaddeus Stappenbeck, chair of inflammation and immunity at Cleveland Clinic, told Daily Mail that the trial data is very encouraging. He said the timeline of 7 years to treat all forms of breast cancer was possible. If everything goes well and there is a clear signal of efficacy in the short term, it would be amazing. The injection has been a result of 20 years of progress by the late Dr. Tushi, who was a top breast cancer scientist at Cleveland Clinic's Research Institute. So how much of the vaccine does one have to take? It apparently involves 3 doses, 2 weeks apart. Targets that lactation protein, alpha-lactalbumin. You don't see it after lactation in normal aging tissues, but apparently we see that in triple-negative breast cancers. So when they find these markers, they are able to then target them. So the vaccine could then teach the body to attack the tumor. It's very cool. This triple negative breast cancer affects 13 women in every 100,000. We also don't know if we're going to see more of this now that we have many people transitioning and using hormone therapy. But triple negative, again, this is one that's more rare. And for this to be able to work, this could be huge. So, again, I don't want everybody getting their hopes up. We keep hearing, you know, stories, and they have to do trials, a lot more trials. Look at, Olivia Newton-John had successfully battled her breast cancer, but years later it recurred a couple times. And unfortunately she died of it, I think a year or two ago. And so even if we could have something in remission, we also have to make sure that we don't have this sleuthing. You know, we know that Ebola can hide. HIV can hide. Hepatitis can hide. Herpes can hide. So things can hide and then come out. And sometimes they can come out with a vengeance. So those are things. Pancreatic cancer. Notorious for that. I can't tell you how many people, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in remission from pancreatic cancer, only to find out it came back with a vengeance. So we can achieve remission, but we need to learn more about remission and what we might need to do to make sure it stays in remission? Do we need to do a follow-up treatment? Do we need to? Because when it comes to cancer, we don't want to wake the sleeping giant. So if we run tests, we see you're in remission. I have a good friend of mine who's in remission from a cancer that could be very deadly. So far, so good. I think reaching the five-year mark or past the five-year mark, Godspeed. But they're watching it. That sucker could come back. And so what do you do? Do you do treatment or do you just live your life and keep watching? It's not easy. For those of you that struggle with that, not easy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A little bit of drama in Italy. Apparently a court has cleared a man of groping a teenage student under her skirt because it was only around 5 to 10 seconds. Italians are ticked. This was a school janitor who was charged with sexual assault. The teenager said he came up from behind her as she was pulling up her trousers while walking with a friend up the stairs in a Rome high school. He slipped his hand beneath her underpants, pulling on the undergarments. He then lifted her slightly in the air. He admitted to groping her in April 2022, saying it was a joke. So you would... apparently... the court ruled because it was only a few seconds and it wasn't sexual. I don't know why they didn't think that was sexual. I don't know. Things shouldn't be that much different in Italy than it is here. But anyway, they said it was a joke, even if inopportune. The verdict is going to be appealed. The teen's lawyer is pursuing an appeal. But 5 to 10 seconds is still a long time. Now, and this was an adult to a teenager at a school. I don't get where that, you know. They say in a similar case, Italy's highest court of 2001 upheld an appeals court decision overturning the conviction of a manager of sexual assault for patting a female employee's bottom. The court acknowledged that the pat occurred, but ruled there was no evidence it was an act of libido. He had been found guilty in a lower trial court, sentenced to 18 months in prison. Same court in 1999 ruled that it was impossible to rape a woman wearing jeans, since tightness makes it impossible to remove without help. Female lawmakers were pissed, were upset, and wore jeans to parliament in protest. Now, can you believe this? I don't understand. How do you get through law school? And I don't get it. And become a judge? I don't get it. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.